parts of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistreet Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Think, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Hi, my name is Carrie Sirwetnik, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than one is living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
CITR 101.9. Listen live and online at CITR.ca.
Yes, hello and welcome to the All-Canadian Music Show with me, Dara McAnallan. You might have noticed, maybe not, I'm not actually Canadian, believe it or not. So, although my knowledge of Native Acts has definitely grown in the last 8 months since I came over here from Ireland, I'm still a little rusty. And so I will be filling the show a little bit with maybe a half and half, half Canadian, half international, with bands who have either played here recently or are coming here pretty soon as well. Okay, so I'm going to be playing international acts, the likes of the Queens of the Stone Age, the National, the Thermals, and Frightened Rabbit, but plenty of new bands as well. New Canadian bands just released albums this year, pretty much entirely new alternative rock kind of stuff, just either Canadian or international. And I'm going to start with a Canadian band, of course, at the very least. They're called Elephant Stone, and they just released their eponymous second album. It's 4 years after their first album, which was coincidentally actually released by an Irish label, but I only actually discovered them this morning, and I'm glad I did. They've definitely got a hint of teenage fan club about them, a little bit like the Scottish band, only maybe a Canadian version with a little bit of Lady Hawk, the Toronto band, thrown in there as well for good measure. I'm going to take a track from that album, from the album, of course. It's called Elephant Stone, as are they, and this is a track, it's called Hold On To Your Soul. This is CITR 101.9.
I do not know how to follow my soul. Baby, hold on tight. Baby, hold on tight. I can't believe all that I did not know. Baby, hold on tight. Baby, hold on tight. Oh, no.
Thank you.
That is, of course, Portland three-piece The Thermals, and that is a track called I Go Alone from their new album, Desperate Ground. Came out about a month or two ago. They recently played the Fortune Sound Club as well. Excellent band. If you like catchy pop rock songs, it really doesn't get any better than that. Some great albums by them. And that's definitely a bit of a return to the roots, a bit punkier than their last album, which is a bit slowed down, which they've been a bit critical of in hindsight, and don't even play any of the songs live anymore, which I think is a shame, because I thought, oh, there's a really good album as well. But anyway, that is The Thermals. Check them out, from Portland. I'm going to take a track now from a band who are based in Vancouver, but originally from Kelowna. Although in Kelowna they were mainly known as Alpha Baby, they released a couple albums under that name, and then they came to Vancouver, and they released four now, and their latest one is called Tiger Talk, which I guess makes sense, because a couple of the songs and the album do have tiger in them, including the one I'm going to play. It's called Six Dead Tigers, from a band called Yukon Blonde, and it's got a good sound to it, kind of Secret Machines-ish, if you know them. I like the sound of it anyway. This is Yukon Blonde and a track called Six Dead Tigers on CITR 101.9.
Nothing left to write, no great answer. could fall. It seems every single time I was bleeding, broken promises that never came true. Well, it ain't so low before the dawn, when the sun is gonna soar. Well, so are you.
Yes, that is, of course, the sound of Queens of the Stone Age from their new album, Like Clockwork, and that's a track called Fairweather Friends. Lots of famous collaborations on that song, but you wouldn't know it, and they're kind of thrown into the background, which is pretty much with everybody in this album. It's mainly just a Josh Homme album, and that's what you're going to get, and it turns out to be pretty great. Definitely a hell of a lot better than Ira Vulgaris. Came out a few years ago, the last album. Bit of a gap between albums, but the new one is excellent, and definitely anybody who's going to the Squamish Music Festival, check them out on Saturday night. I believe they're headlining. They definitely should be anyway. And closing the show, a great way to close on the Saturday night and to close the festival out. That is Squamish, and that is Queens of the Stone Age. And definitely check out their new album. It's only out tomorrow. That is Like Clockwork. And that's a track, probably the catchiest song on the album, Fairweather Friends. Okay, I'm going to take another track from another Canadian band. They're a band called Graves. Album coming out pretty soon. It's called Graves, I think, with a Z at the end, whereas the band has got an S. No, that's wrong. They're called Hooded Fang. The song is called Graves, and the album is called Graves with a Z, I think. Anyway, it's pretty confusing, but they're definitely called Hooded Fang. They're definitely from Canada, and this is them. Hope it's not too loud.
To me.
Yes, that is Hooded Fang. I got it right this time. That is a track called Graves from the forthcoming LP, Graves with a Z, I believe. And that's, well, you can check it out on Bandcamp anyway. That's probably the best way to listen to that song. The Toronto band, I believe, Hooded Fang. Definitely got a slight hint of the Vaccines about them, a little bit more punky possibly, which is no bad thing. I'm going to take a track now, slightly different, slightly more mellow, but from a Canadian act as well, from a band called Young Galaxy, a Vancouver act of course, and I'm going to take the opening track from their new album. Definitely worth checking out the video of this on YouTube. Definitely makes you think anyway. Quite similar to a video an Irish band did a little while ago, but I'm sure they weren't ripping it off. Anyway, this is from their album. The album is called Ultramarine, and the track is called Pretty Boy, and it's from their fourth album. This is Young Galaxy. Yes, a nice mellow track there. It's a collaboration between Moby and Mark Lanigan. You might recognize his voice there. It's a track called The Lonely Night. It was just from a little EP. I believe it was just released for Record Store Day, although I could definitely listen to an album of that. Mark Lanigan, of course, he does collaborations all over the place. It's good that he's being prolific these days. Maybe keeps him away from the demons. But he's got another collaboration out as well, another new album. I haven't checked it out yet. But if you're a fan of Mark Lanigan, there's plenty out there to listen to. Okay, I'm going to take another track now from a couple of international acts, actually, but they are playing in Vancouver in September, playing on the September 22nd at the PNE Amphitheatre. Definitely a show that's going to be widely anticipated. It's a band called The National. You might have heard of them. And they just released their new album. It's a bit of a grower, as I guess all National albums really are. It might take a little bit of time, but maybe not as good as the last one, but still definitely worth checking out. It's called Trouble With Will Find Me. I'm going to take a track from it, and I'm also going to play a track from the support act, a Scottish band called Frightened Rabbit. So this is, first off, The National, a track called Don't Swallow the Cap from their album Trouble Will Find Me. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
I'm never spark on a dampened floor, a snap limb in an unlit fire. Would you come break down this door? I'm trapped in an abandoned building. Come find me now, we're a hideout.
Celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Yes, welcome back to CITR 101.9 with me, Darren McAnallan, filling in here on the All Canadian Music Show. Or if you might have detected, I'm not from Canada, originally from Ireland, so a little bit rusty on Canadian music, so it's pretty much half and half Canadian and international. Before the break there, you heard two bands who are actually playing in Vancouver in September. September 22nd at the P&E Amphitheatre. Don't know if it's sold out yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it has, even though I'm sure it's a pretty big venue. It's the National and support from Frightened Rabbit. Two of the best albums of the last year, for sure. So if you are in that neighbourhood, definitely check it out. I'll be going along anyway. I actually live probably about a five-minute walk away from the P&E, so it's useful for that. Not forgetting to UBC, though, I gotta say that much. Okay, I'm going to take a track now from, I guess, an international act, from an American band called Bleach. Pretty much two sisters and then a couple of other friends as well filling in. From LA, I believe. Just released their debut album, and I'm going to take a track. They played Fortune Sound Club a couple of months ago, actually the same venue as the Thermals, actually the following week after the Thermals played. So two good acts, definitely a good little venue there. Lots of them around this city from what I've seen so far anyway. So I'm going to stop talking, stop babbling, and play a track by this band. They're called Bleach. This is from their debut album. It's called Dead in Your Head. This is Bleached on 101.9. We'll be right back. That is Bleached, and that's a track called Dead in Your Head from their album Ride Your Heart. And that, yeah, they're actually playing in Seattle pretty soon. Well, it's a festival, I think, at the end of August. It's the Capitol Hill Block Party. A few good bands playing, the likes of Flaming Lips, Telekinesis. Really big schedule. Just check it out online. They've got a good website for it as well. And that's, they're one of the acts we're playing. So if you like the sound of that, check out the Seattle Capitol Hill Block Party. We're going to take a track now from a local band, a band I discovered pretty much as soon as I came here. They're called The Zolas. I'm sure you're all pretty familiar with them. I'm going to take the title track from their current album because they actually put a Facebook post up today just highlighting a video. It was made by a 13-year-old, part of her, I don't know, something to do with school anyway, a school project, I suppose. And she did a stop-motion video for this song. It's definitely worth checking out. The video itself, I don't think, uses the song in its naming at all. So it's hard to find, but you can find it through the Zola's Facebook page if you want to check that out. I know I've tried stop motion and it didn't look very good, especially compared to this. So I've been outdone by a 13-year-old, easily outdone. Okay, I'm going to take this track anyway. It's from the Zolas. It's a track called Ancient Mars. It's I guess the title track. This is the Zolas on CITR 101.9. Or not. Not playing through for some reason. I guess that's what happens when you're playing off an iPod for one of your songs. I'm going to try it again, see if it actually comes through. No. Okay, that doesn't want to play. I have to go on with a different track. Hopefully I'll be able to get that sorted out anyway. Obviously the jack is not in the right place. So I'm going to take one. Let's see. I was going to play a track by, let's see, New Pornographers, why not? They played recently, it was actually a free show on Cambie Street. It was in a parking lot. It was basically a free show, but you had to RSVP in order to get in, but you could still see it from outside anyway. And it was a lovely sunny day. It was only, I guess, a few weeks ago anyway. I'm sure some of you might have been at it. A band, I guess, who haven't actually played together all that recently, of course, a Vancouver band, but AC Newman, the lead singer, has released a solo album, and you know, he's got other things to do. So the band got back together, most of the band at least, and played a really good show. So definitely not bad for a free show anyway. I'm going to take a track from them. I'm going to take a track, I guess, from their last album. Last album was called Together. Hopefully they've got a new one coming out soon, but this is called A Bite Out of My Bed. This is the New Pornographers on CITR 101.9.
Just left with you. Now early every morning I come to somebody took a bite out of my bed. You.
Yes, that is the new Pornographers, the track called A Bite Out of My Bed from their last album together. Hopefully we'll be coming back together and making another album pretty soon, but they should be touring, I think, pretty soon anyway. But yeah, it was still a good once-off show, a homecoming show for the new Pornographers in the Canby Park parking lot, I suppose, about a month ago. Okay, so enough about that. I'm going to try to play the solo song to finish off the show. Thanks for tuning in, if you did tune in. This is the All-Canadian Music Show with me, Darren McAnallen, just filling in a once-off. You'll be glad to hear, probably. And I didn't fill it entirely with Canadian music, but the majority was Canadian, so that wasn't bad going. But hopefully this song will play. It's from the Zolos, the title track from their album Ancient Mars. And definitely check out their Facebook page to get the link to that YouTube. I know it's a bit convoluted, but definitely worth checking out just to see the stop motion that this 13-year-old did. Okay, this is the Zolos on CITR 101.9. From me, take care and goodbye.
I lost a plan.